This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Markets on Wall Street and around the world are in a mini panic. Worried about a slowing U.S. economy, investors sent the market in Japan to its worst day in decades and have sliced billions in market value off some of the world's biggest technology companies. They've turned a relatively calm year in markets on its head. For most of the year, investors worldwide drove stock markets higher, convinced that central banks were successfully getting inflation under control and buoyed by a healthy U.S. economy and the promise of artificial intelligence. That confidence has taken a hit the past few days. Violence in Bangladesh leaves many more people dead as protests continue Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Broadband internet and mobile data services are now restored across Bangladesh, while anti-government protesters vow to march to the capital to demand the Prime Minister's resignation, defying a military-ordered curfew after a weekend of violence that left about 100 people dead. The protests had begun peacefully as frustrated students had demanded an end to a quota system for government jobs, but the demonstrations have since morphed into an unprecedented challenge, an uprising against Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and her ruling Awami League Party. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Myanmar's military regime says it has lost communications with the commanders of a strategically important army headquarters in the northeast. That adds credence to a militia group's claims it has captured the base. The fall of the army's northeast command in Lashio City would be the biggest in a series of setbacks for Myanmar's military government this year. An offensive by an alliance of powerful militias of ethnic minority groups continues to make broad gains in the civil war. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. As tensions between Israel and Iran mount, there are warnings that threats by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to intervene in Gaza could make things worse in the region. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Tens of thousands protested across Turkey Saturday against Israel's war on Hamas. The protests were the latest sign of growing tensions in Turkey over the war in Gaza, which some observers say have been fanned by remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan only a few days earlier.
Just as we entered Karabakh, just as we entered Libya, we can do something similar to Israel. There is no reason for us not to.
With Ankara enforcing a trade embargo against Israel and the war of words escalating, analysts warn the countries are now on an even more dangerous course. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a standing army of specialist police will be set up to deal with rioting, and the justice system will be ramped up to deal with hundreds of arrests after violent disorder rocked cities across the nation over the past week.
Whatever the apparent motivation, this is not protest. It is pure violence, and we will not tolerate attacks on mosques or our Muslim communities. So the full force of the law will be visited on all those who are identified as having taken part in these activities.
Misinformation spread online has whipped up anger over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and many more wounded. Nigerian protests against economic hardship, which have brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets since August 1st, were meant to last for 10 days. But on Monday, few protesters were turning up after a violent police response. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Nigerians have again been protesting. This time, it's economic hardship and crime that have brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets. And again, Nigerian police are being accused of using lethal force. The demonstrations were meant to continue until August 10th, but on Monday appeared to have fizzled out with only a few hundred protesters turning up in major cities. At the weekend, President Bola Tinubu called for a suspension of the protests in favor of dialogue. But the firm police response may also be a reason people have stayed at home.
David Doyle from Reuters. Souvenirs depicting the late Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar could be banned in Colombia. The proposal is criticized by vendors who sell his merchandise, but backed by those who believe the country should shed its image of mafia bosses. The bill proposes fines of up to $150 for vendors who sell merchandise that depicts Escobar and other convicted criminals. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.